You're listening to The Voyager in association with Turkish Airlines on Monocle 24.
Hello and welcome to The Voyager on Monocle 24, Monocle's travel show spotlighting outposts of opportunity for business, pleasure and inspiration all around the world. I'm Steve Bloomfield. This week we head to Bangkok, where your guide is Monocle's very own Nolan Giles.
Welcome to Bangkok, one of Asia's most exhilarating cities for both business and leisure. I'm standing on Sukhumvit Road in the central business district, where the buses and trucks rarely get out of a low gear, while the millions of motorcycles registered in the city zip through traffic. Here there's a stark contrast between ancient Siam's rich cultural heritage and a chic modern Bangkok powered by a growing middle class and the so-called Teflon Thai economy. This has kept the city cooking through the political turmoil and financial crashes of recent years. Here on Sukhumvit Road, old temples are shadowed by mega malls, while well-heeled business people on shiny new Vespas stop for refreshments at vendors of traditional Thai food. This city of 8.5 million is also becoming a haven for creativity, melding the colourful Thai national character with the talents of Bangkok's entrepreneurial community. For a new voyager to this city, you don't have to stray far along the narrow soys that weave off the city's main drag to experience a creative Bangkok in full bloom. An optimum spot to experience this transition is Talat Noi, an old part of town with a name which roughly translates in English to Little Market. Here I'm meeting French expat Thomas Menard, who has become an unusually prominent figure in this Thai-Chinese neighborhood. Menard says that on his arrival to Bangkok in 2011, he was so intrigued by the city's emerging art scene that he made the decision to end his career in finance and draw on his creative passions to build a new arts district, renovating two decaying shop houses in the neighborhood and forming respected galleries Speedy Grammar and Soy Sauce Factory.
So what I do mostly is it's like kind of a property development here. It's kind of a gentrification actually. So I started here with Speedy Grandma. So I have Thai partner here that we manage an alternative space. And then I open more space around. So now I got contacted by more people that want to settle here or just live or make a business or something creative. So that's really like coming up. So those guys, they do a food lab. And that's my place as well. I do construction for them. It's all my team. It's all my workers. So I do design and construction for them. Then I take other house in the street as well. And there's big upcoming project here as well. It's gonna be like a share studio, share creative studio, apartment, cafe, and this kind of stuff.
Walking along Talat Noi's tight alleys is a feast for the senses. Here you inhale the tasty vapors of street food vendor fry-ups, which mix, quite oddly, with the funk of motor oil. That's because this district is known for its skilled mechanics, who work night and day on repairing old engines. While new destinations like Menard's galleries and a number of bars and restaurants are joining these traditional businesses, there's certainly a strong spirit here of keeping the unique heritage of this part of town alive.
Everything is possible. Every talk, every discussion with everyone can lead to something that can actually happen. It's not just a talk.
While Menard has left me optimistic about Bangkok's creative community, I'm more reticent about traveling to my next destination by cab during peak hour traffic. So I've descended onto a train on Bangkok's mass rapid transit network. The city of Bangkok has invested significantly in its public transport infrastructure in recent years, and virtually all of its popular precincts are accessible either by this metro service that motors underneath the city or the BTS SkyTrain, which soars above the CBD's main streets. I've departed from the MRT at Lumpini Park, which is my recommendation for those wanting to catch a glimpse of all walks of Bangkok life in one location. Here, the rich, the poor, and everyone in between congregates to take in a very precious commodity in this city, nature. This lush green space set smack bang in the middle of the city is also the perfect destination to run off last night's pad thai, particularly as the hot tropical sun begins to dip and a cool breeze rustles through the park. While runners lap around the park circuit, chiseled athletes of the national sport of Muay Thai train in makeshift outdoor gyms. Others engage in Tai Chi, and young couples meander around Lumpini Park's lakes. It's not all peace and quiet though. The free aerobics classes offer motivation for literally hundreds of locals who engage themselves in this frenetic dance session under the Bangkok sun. That is until 6 p.m. when this moving park suddenly becomes motionless, as all comes to an emotive standstill for the playing of the Thai national anthem. Observing tradition is part of daily life in Bangkok. As a visitor, you can't avoid noting the significance of the Shakri dynasty, the ruling house of the Kingdom of Thailand. It's common courtesy here to respect the current monarch. In fact, speaking out against the king may land you in jail.
Pack your bags, get ready for takeoff, and let Turkish Airlines take you on a journey to more than 270 destinations in over 100 countries around the world, including Bangkok. Turkish flies there twice daily. With a fleet of more than 285 state-of-the-art aircraft, no destination is too far. Turkish Airlines, widen your world.
Another of Bangkok's most proud assets is the River of Kings, the Chao Phraya River, which winds its way through the city, heading south to the Gulf of Thailand. In past years, it proved a vital link for trade and was used for irrigation. Today, this river is more significant for tourism, and the west side of the city sometimes is regarded as inferior by residents of the cosmopolitan east. I'm on the river right now, on the way to my next destination, riding the barge to the banks of Khlong San on the west side. I'm going to talk about urban renewal with respected Bangkok architect Juanrit Bunak, who's building something quite special on the river's west bank. Hello, how are you?
Hi, hello.
So this is your precinct right here?
It is, yes it is. We're actually standing in front of the river right now, and we love the river, and I always trying to find a property near the river. And I just happened to see, you know, happened to found the van house, the old van house next to the river, which is my ideology. And so that's it. I mean, that's the beginning of everything, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about what you have here.
What I have here? So we have a restaurant. Yes, of course, we have a restaurant. I love eating. Well, I'm basically an architect. Principally, I'm an architect. So I want to move my office here in the warehouse near the river, which is ideal. And then once I got into the place, there seemed to be a lot of empty space. You know, there's four warehouses in a row, and I will use only one or two warehouses as my office. So the idea is that some of the warehouses I'm not using can be a restaurant. I never do a restaurant before. It's the first time. And it's been a very successful restaurant, which I presumably I'm lucky on that kind of business. So I saw the structure of the building, and I said, wow, this can be a restaurant. And I started to design the restaurant, and I established my business, my new business, to do the Thai restaurant, which seemed to be good. The name called Never Ending Summer.
Never Ending Summer is one of a number of projects that Juanrit has developed here. Jam Factory, his art gallery, is the perfect spot to catch a great opening night event on your trip to Bangkok. The gallery spills out onto a large lawn where live music events and farmers markets regularly pop up. There's also a well-stocked bookshop here, and a design shop, specializing in showcasing Thai talent. I asked Juanrit if the success he was having here with this precinct reflects something broader going on in Bangkok.
I believe we can create something out of this. You know, I always dream, you know, from the beginning that we start the jam factory, that it can be set out at a sample for the city to see. You know, first we set out a sample of how you can utilize the old building and turn it into a very nice, you know, creative space, and it's something that happen anywhere else in the world always, but not very much for Thailand, you know. So we brought that back to life. We brought the old building back to life and cost less to develop it, which I think is a very good idea. That's one example. Secondly, we show them how to create a creative space without providing a direct content about creativity. And it became a context of creative people that inspiring them. And, you know, people just come here sitting in the coffee shop, writing something, working on something because they were inspired to do so. And I think that is something that very important for, you know, if you want to create a space for creative people.
I've said goodbye to Joanne Grit, but the night is wearing on and I'm running late to my next destination. So I've jumped onto a tuk-tuk. These three-wheeled rickshaws are popular with tourists. Slightly safer than the motorcycle taxis, which Bangkok citizens tend to prefer. While I make the bumpy ride to my next destination, it's a good time to run through Monocle's list of the top 5 things to see and do in Bangkok. Lok Yun is a Bangkok breakfasting institution nearby Chinatown that has been serving its sweet custardy kaya bread for over 80 years. Roots Coffee Roaster and Ekamai offers coffee grown from Thai beans in tidy surrounds. A trip to Bangkok is incomplete without a Thai massage. Try the luxurious spa at the peninsula in Khong Sam for all your pampering needs. While Bangkok has many quality small art galleries, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chatuchak provides a comprehensive overview of the city's art talent for those with little time to spare. For a good night's rest, Grand Hyatt Erawan is central, comfortable, and staffed by a gracious team of Thai hosts. I've arrived at Tet Bar, which is tucked into a beautiful soi in the very heart of Talat Noi. As I draw closer to the building, the xylophones from the house band Sam Niang Tep are growing louder. Far from a watered-down tourist show, Tet Bar celebrates the traditional culture of Thailand to a very hip Thai crowd. The atmosphere at this bar is only enhanced by a striking fit-out, which accentuates the century-old shophouse. I ask co-owner Asawin Rojmay Tatoi why young Bangkok people are looking to the past for inspiration.
We as a Thai person, looking back at our country when we were abroad, most of us have been abroad, both studying and living. And then we started to see the appreciations from those around us. From a cab driver in Singapore, when they know I'm from Thailand, I get a better care. Or, I don't know, all the foreigners who said, "Are you from Thailand?" They're so appreciative to every little things we have back home. But for us, sometimes we were lost in the development of the new world. And then we said, okay, the new world, the development, the money, the modern world, it's a better things. There's nothing wrong with that. But why don't we do something that appreciates as well to other people that is coming from our own roots? I think the best for success in the future is if you don't forget where you are and where you come from, who you are actually. And I think that will shape up a better character or even a person or even a brand.
As I down another Yadong, I realize that my night in Bangkok is only just beginning. Bangkok is truly a 24-hour city. And with new establishments like Tet Bar on the rise, every visit to this city is a refreshing experience. For Monocle in Bangkok, I'm Nolan Giles.
And that's all for this week's edition of The Voyager. My thanks to Nolan Giles in Bangkok and Toby Hammond here in London. Next week on the program, we're heading to Buenos Aires. Do join us then. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Until we board the Voyager again, happy travels.